I'd like to begin my remarks tonight by providing a few details about this graduating class. This is the largest fall graduation in our history. As we continue on the steady upward course the Lord has set, we see the number of graduates grow each semester. A total of 1,533 students are receiving diplomas today. 9,014 women and 914 women. Let me assure you, there are 9,014 women and more matriculating in the university. They're not all graduating tonight. So 914 women and 619 men. In this group of graduates, we will award 1,086 bachelor's degrees and 458 associate degrees. 688 of the graduates have served full-time missions. They represent 45% of those receiving degrees today. There are 808 graduates who are married, comprising 53% of the graduating class. Among those married students, 59 couples are graduating together. In this graduating class, we also wish to acknowledge one of the graduates, Kendra Hawkins. She is a graduate from our Pathway program. Kendra is the first Pathway student to graduate with a degree from BYU-Idaho who began the Pathway program with no prior college credit. She started the program in the winter of 2010 as part of our New York City cohort. Today, she will receive her associate degree. I invite the audience to give all of our graduates a round of applause. This is a day that you graduates, I know, have looked forward to with anticipation and excitement for a long time. I hope each of you has a genuine sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Sister Clark and I want to wish you the very best. We love you very, very much. Before I offer a few remarks to the graduates tonight, I would like to say a word to the parents. First, thank you for entrusting your children to us. We love them very much. As I look at you today, the parents of these wonderful students, I think of all the prayers you have said on their behalf. I think of all the home evenings and all the family dinners. I think of all the times you sat up waiting for them to come home. I think of your devotion to them and your love for them. We have seen that love and its fruits in your children. One of the most wonderful things about your children is the light of Christ in their eyes and his love in their hearts. It is true that they have worked hard at BYU-Idaho. They have developed knowledge and skills that will be of great value to them and their families. Yet, what matters most is that they have become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. They love the Lord, and his light and his love are in them. They will take that light and that love into a world in turmoil. Many in the world are lost or confused. Many seek a better life, but do not know where or how to find it. In a dark and difficult world, good people will notice the light in your children, and they will feel the Savior's love through what your children do. Some of these people, these good people, will be neighbors or friends. Some will be people at work. Some may be ward members who have lost their way. Whoever they are, it is your children who will help them see Christ's light and feel his love. And so to the graduates, I say, be ready, brothers and sisters. Be ready to invite those people the Lord puts in your path, to come unto Christ, that they might feel the Savior's love and see the light of his gospel in you. In a world that can be cold and harsh, feeling the Savior's love is like feeling the light of the sun break through the clouds, bringing warmth and goodness and life. In a world of turmoil and confusion, and even darkness, seeing the light of the gospel is like seeing the sun come up over the Tetons, dispersing the darkness and bringing clarity, order, and beauty to life. You can bring the light of truth to those around you by living the truth in your own life. You can help others feel the Savior's love by inviting them to come unto him. What you share and what you are will illuminate their lives, because the light of truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, will shine in your life. You can help these good people to feel the Savior's love by loving them and serving them. As you act in faith to love and serve your brothers and sisters, the Lord will go with you. He will help you do and say what is just right for them. You will see him work through you to touch their hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. They will feel Christ's redeeming love because his love is in your heart. Brothers and sisters, I close with my witness that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior and Redeemer. I have seen his light. I have felt his love. I know he lives. His church and kingdom have been restored through the prophet Joseph Smith, never to be taken from the earth again. We send you out into the world tonight with our love, our confidence, and our trust. You have a great work to do in the kingdom. May God bless you, that the light of Christ and his redeeming love may be in your eyes and in your hearts and in your lives this day and forever. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.